QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330, offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to www.bbarc.org. That's www.bbarc.org. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q.
Tom, good evening, KF6Q, W6AWL.
And good evening, Art. Go ahead.
First thing on the agenda is we're under a red flag alert through tomorrow night, maybe extending, so everybody keep their eyes out and watch what's going on. Whatever you see, call it. Don't worry about it. Call it in. And Thomas, if you'd give me a landline when you're done, I'd appreciate it. Back to you, net control. W6AWL.
All right, Art, yeah, I saw I had a missed call from you there. Sorry I didn't get back to you. It's been a busy day, so. All right, any other bulletins or announcements from the net? For the net, please call KF6Q. All right, let's see here. Nothing from this end, so we'll get over to our topic. It is from the November QST, and the article is on page 78. With Green Power Sparks Radio Excitement. And about, it's about a David Anderson, K-R-O-C-K, K-Rock, who basically wrote this article about, it's about using green power as solar, water, etc. All right, but first, our net list roster here. And we'll start with WB6CLZ Mike. Mike, I've got you with a whole lot of noise and very little audio. You want to come back one more time?
How copy now, Tom?
That's a lot better.
Kick the power up a little bit. Back to you.
All right, you're sounding good in there now. Thanks for being out there, Mike. Good article here. WB6CIN, Cindy, are you out there?
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
And good to have you out there with Mike, Cindy. Glad you could join us. How about KA6CIA George from Lucerne Valley?
That's KA6CIA.
And good evening there, George. Glad to have you out there. Cool weather is come our way, right? All right. No, don't know if they're out there, but we'll give them a holler. KE6RJ and KE6QI Nancy. Don't hear them out there. Moving right along here. How about KJ6FIL Mike? All right, not hearing Mike out there this evening. I'm sure he'll be with us shortly. How about WA6IATC, Rod?
Yeah, for Mike Williams, WA6IATC.
And booming in here, crystal clear here, Rod. Thanks for being with us and joining us this evening. Moving on down the list, I have KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary. Let's see if they're out there.
Roger, KJ6KDL here with
KJ6KDK.
Well, fantastic. Glad to have you out there this evening. And let's see here. Moving on down. I don't know if he's out there, but he did. He did check in last week. How about WV6PVZ Ray? All right, we don't hear him out there this evening. Moving on down to KI6IQA, Kelly. All right, not hearing Kelly out there. How about K9AOG, Stephen, Long Beach? All right, I don't hear Stephen out there. How about K6GBL, Ron from Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and Lynette. This is Ron, K6GVL from Green Valley Lake.
And good evening there, Ron. Glad to have you out there from Green Valley Lake and joining us this evening. How about 86PL Harold in Riverside?
86PL.
And good evening there, Harold. Glad to have you out here. Out here, there, everywhere. Okay, sometimes he's out there in the morning, not at night. He's a very busy guy. How about K6LCS Quint from Arupa Valley? All right, I don't hear Quint right now. Let's see. No, he was out there listening in. And W6AWL, glad you could join us. Art.
Oh, yeah, we're here. Give me a holler later. I'll update everything that's going on. Appreciate it. W6AWL.
Okay, Art, good deal. Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it to the graduation. I was pretty beat. What a day. All right, let's see here. Well, let's see. I know Judith and Ken probably are out of range, so we're going to skip them. How about KJ6PYV, Dave?
Good evening, Tom and Lynette. KJ6PYV.
And good evening there, David. Glad to have you out there. Let's see. Next I have K6YNW, Chris. I don't hear Chris out there, but I did hear another guy out there. How about W6POO Chip? Heard him out there earlier. Let's see if he's still out there.
I'm still here, Tom. I was testing a new antenna. Anyway, W6POO here, Palm Springs. Back to that. Good evening.
All right, Chip, got you in there. A little static, but I can copy your audio, so glad you're out there, and hopefully you can hear us fine. Next, I have KD6LN, Bill, Boulder Bay. All right, I don't hear Bill out there this evening. And let's see here. Let's see if he's out there in Apple Valley. KJ6QYN, Shelley. I don't hear Shelley out there. And I haven't heard Rick, NQ7RD. Rick, where are you? All right. Let's see, moving on down the list to AE6CK, Victor.
Evening, Tom and Vanette, Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
And good evening there, Victor. Need to stop by and see you next time I'm down there. I haven't been there in a while, but it will be coming up. So, anyway, next I have KA6ROD, Rod, from Moonridge.
Good evening, everyone, KA6ROD.
And good evening there, Rod. Rod, you've been out there plunking the key for the last six months?
I'm not sure what that means, but I was working. I wanted to thank Mike CLZ for the report on 10 meters. I got a good bunch of good DX yesterday on 10 meters.
Watch that. And was that sideband or was that with Morse code?
Morse code only.
Arg, mighty, there's a ham in the rough. Okay, good deal there, Rod. Good to keep that all alive. I know you enjoy that. All right, moving on down the list here. Let's see, I've got KV6LTY Christy. Let's see if she's out there. All right, don't hear her out there this evening. This is KF6Q Tech Tuesday and the group every Tuesday that we can. Let's see here. Next, I have W6JET Rob.
Good evening to the
net, W6JET.
Yeah, good evening there, Rob. I'm going to assume you're in Temple City, but you're hitting the repeater fine. And if you're in Sugar Loaf, you're still hitting the repeater fine. Next, I have KJ6RAY. Ray.
Well, good evening, Tom and Annette, KJ6RAY Mobile. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be here listening while mobbing home. Back to you there, Tom, KJ6RAY.
And good evening there, Ray. And yeah, mobile safe. And glad you could join us listening in. That stuff's fantastic. That is pretty much all of our regular list. Anybody out there would like to check in as a guest, please come back to KO6Q in the group.
W6YNS.
All right, I had W6YNS, Yankee November Sierra, if that's correct. If not, go ahead and correct me. And what's your name?
Yeah, that is correct. Whiskey 6, Yankee November Sierra. Handle here is Matt.
Well, Matt, we're glad you could join us this evening. We always appreciate people joining in with us. And even if it's just a listen, thanks for being out there. Anybody else like to check in as a guest?
Kilo Golf 6, Mike India Golf, Cliff in the City of Orange.
Well, Cliff and City of Orange, you're hitting the repeater solid there. And glad to have you out there this evening. Glad you could join us. And let's move on and see who else is out there as a guest.
M-I-H, Kevin in the City of Orange.
Kevin in the City of Orange. Didn't quite catch your call, but that's all right. And if you want to give it again, that's fine. But we got you in here, Kevin, so thanks for being a guest. Tech Tuesday. Anybody else out there would like to check in as a guest?
KJ6FIL. I miss 1 week and see what happens.
Oh, got you in here, Mike. I called you. Didn't hear you come back. And there was somebody underneath you there, too. So, Mike, glad to have you out there. And who was that coming underneath there at the same time? Please come back.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my call. Kilo Gulp 6, Mike India Hotel, Kevin here.
Kilo Gulp 6, Mike India Hotel. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that. Good deal there. Anybody else out there like to check in as a guest?
AF6UI, George in Corona.
George in Corona, good signal coming in here. Are you up there in the hills or down on the flats?
I'm down here on the flats.
Well, you're still coming in here solid. Thanks for being out there, George. And joining us this evening, anybody else as a guest, please come back to AF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
Hey, John. WA6HF, how you doing?
WA6HF, Ron, glad to have you out there. We call your name once in a while. Sometimes you don't come back. Good to have you out there, Ron, from Big Bear City. Appreciate that. Anybody else?
Hamilton Valley, 6CLP.
All right, you want to go one more time? Got most of that, please. Try one more time.
Tim.
You're just barely breaking the repeater, and we're not getting any audio there, but that's okay. Got you out there. Sounded like a dentist. I'm not sure, but if I'm wrong, hey, sorry about that. All right, but obviously you can hear us. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there like to check in as a guest? All right, I think we had three people in there. One of them was KI6WWR. Kelly, glad to have you out there. Hope Greg's nearby. Listening in also. I had two other people, I believe. Either one of you, please come back. station out there trying to come in, still not really getting in there very well. All right, another call for anybody who'd like to check in as a guest.
November 6, Delta Juliet Bravo.
Delta Juliet Bravo, glad to have you with us. And your name?
David in Riverside, and that's November 6, Delta Juliet Bravo.
November 6, Delta Juliet Bravo, David in Riverside, glad to have you out there. 86PL is also in their Riverside area. Thanks for joining us. Anybody else out there to check in as a guest?
Kilo Alpha 9, Charlie, Quebec, Lima, Mike, Mobile, Corona.
All right. Got the Kilo Alpha 9. Sorry, I missed the rest of the call. Mike in Corona, is that correct?
Charlie, Quebec, Lima. Yep, Mike, Corona.
Charlie, Quebec, Lima. Glad to have you with us, Mike. Anybody else? All right. Not really getting a copy of that, whoever's trying to check in. One last call for check-ins as a guest. Fantastic. Glad to have all the people who have checked in as a guest and our regulars. Well, Mike, boy, we got a big list this week. All righty, Mike, real quick, we used to do a kind of a report on how the HF ham conditions are doing. Mike, is there anything to report this week?
Haven't done much in the last several days. I was on 75 meters sideband this morning and conditions stunk. But the higher bands are doing pretty well. We've been having some pretty good solar activity on, 12 and 10 meters have been really hopping. And Rod, glad you're working CX. 10 meters is a great CW band all around the world with low power, so very exciting. Get it while you can, though. You never know when it's gonna go away. So enjoy it when you can. Get on the higher bands and have fun. But I have been working with 10 watts or less all around the world for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Very good conditions and excellent. And really excited about how many guests we have today. Well, let's hope they'll become permanent. Let's hope we don't bore them. Okay, back to you, Tom. Let's get right into this. Oh, by the way, we did have an X3 flare go off earlier in the day, and we could see some minor repercussions from that, but they're expecting it not to be a major event because of the position of the spot that the flare came out of. So looks like we'll be okay. How's my signal, Tom? With the Santa Ana winds and the dust in the air, the path from here to there isn't that good. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, and you do have a little bit of noise on there. And just to let everybody know, first off, the repeater, the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater, way up there, 8,805 or 8,806 feet. You know, last time we checked, and that's way up there in the top. And what we have is when we get Santa Ana wind conditions and all the dust kicks up in the air, that dust kind of becomes a reflective barrier. Our signal coming to all out there to you who are below that. It's a little bit reflected off, and the same way if you're trying to reach up into the repeater. Of course, for us up here, it's great. No problem. But, Mike, yeah, we got a copy, a little noise in there, and so we'll just have to live with that. It's amazing the different things that actually affect radio transmission. And speaking of that, Mike, with HF, you know, and I know that you haven't really done a lot there, but we've also had some great opportunities out there in the last week or two. And that's on the HF bands. Hey, if you're out there and you got a tech license, like to get a general license and be able to do that, just get in touch with me because we do ham testing. We got some more ham testing coming up. We got a lot of people that have just started out into tech and they've gone on to general. Pretty cool. Always kind of neat, even if you're not going to use it all the time. Talk to the other side of the world. Without the doggone Echolink and the internet, that's nothing wrong with that, Quink. That's cool, too. And there's K6BB doing the ID. This is also KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group. Well, anyway, Mike, let's move on to our topic. Pretty cool. Everybody's always talking with green power. Well, this is pretty neat. Kind of neat when you can run your ham station this way. Well, you want to go ahead and start this thing off. I am working off of the digital edition online. It doesn't cooperate with me as much as I would like it to. So, Mike, I'm going to pretty much hand a lot of stuff back to you. But let's get started here.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, well, we're going to have a session on navigating the online version of QSD. How's that? We'll come up with that one of these days. Okay, well, Tom has already given credit to David Anderson, KR0CK, looks like KROCK, K-Rock A. And this is about Romanian hams that use sunlight and running water to power both their portable wilderness station. The story began with World Genesis Foundation. That's the World Genesis .org. Know nothing about them, so didn't get a chance to look at their website, so we don't know who they are. But they had a program on a small island in the Danube Delta in Romania, and their goal was to create opportunities for the moral, physical, and intellectual development of youth in the areas of the world where opportunities are limited or do not exist today. Quick reset. At this particular session, the youth group was attending a technician license class outside under the trees. Betty's buddies got their QSD. They can see figure one, which is a pretty good picture of what's going on there. During the lecture, a student asked, why aren't all of these radios issued? Well, this question caught everybody's attention. During the 10-day program, the energy base became virtually had a powerful reaction. About that. So he sought to explore methods of integrating clean energy into various amateur radio education projects. Tom, have you got navigated enough to where you want to take the next paragraph or two, or should you want me to keep going? KSWB6CLZ, Tech News.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, it's cooperating a little bit better, and the noise really kind of took you out there in that last one, so I'll kind of go over that in a little bit for everybody out there. If you didn't copy what Mike had. The program, the green energy, was part of every discussion, and big reaction from the students, and so the author here sought out to explore methods of integrating clean energy into various amateur radio education projects. So with all that, he turned to his Elmer, Jerry Pyle, WB7S. Elmer, what is an Elmer? Well, Elmer is actually like somebody who got you started in ham radio, maybe encouraged you, also maybe somebody that you turned to with a question. Well, you know, in a way here, we at Tech Tuesday here, we're everybody's Elmer. We're here for answers if you've got questions. That's what this is all about. Anyway, and they started to design and test all kinds of different concepts, and it brought a lot more excitement and participation to the amateur radio programs, more than they expected. So, Mike, you want to go ahead and pull it from there? I appreciate it. Anything you can do to crank the power a little bit would probably be good. Back to you, Mike, from KF6Q. Tech Tuesday in the room.
I had my new 11th element Jaggy up and had it vertically polarized. I might be doing better. No, I'm running a full 75 watts into that four element, so that's the best I can do, Tom, and we're up about 40 feet, so no better. How's my signal now? I'll maybe try to articulate better and talk a little louder into the microphone. How's this, Tom, before I get started on this paragraph?
Mike, you are you're in there solid now, so. And you know what? It'll probably change a little bit off and on with the dust, but that's okay. But you're solid. Go ahead.
Hey, and like Tom said, that they The Foundation's amateur radio programs in the project brought a little more excitement than they had ever expected. So anyway, the Foundation has coordinated amateur radio and youth education projects covering radio theory and design for about every mode and operating protocol there is. And to their surprise, the integration of clean energy into the project brought a higher level of excitement and greater youth involvement, so that's kind of cool. And the two projects that followed the addition of clean energy, they more than doubled the participation that they were expecting. So that's very cool. Let me reset real quick. Well, anyway, Cesar Leandro, Yankee Oscar 8 Tango Lima Charlie, Y-O-8-T-L-C, had an idea for one of the first programs. He was one of the Yugoslavian or Romanian hams there. And the program was a series of ham radio contests, would also challenge the students to build an effective hydroelectric power source for their radios. Well, this particular program involved a series of field trips where the students would travel into the wilderness, set up and operate a portable station. The trick is, in this particular project, batteries were not allowed. So they had to have a constant flow of water for the hydroelectric generator to power the radios. I guess the students had to plan, design, test, and transport like a working hydroelectric power system, albeit very small, but enough to run the radios. And their gear, and all of their gear and activities for day and to power all of their gear and activities both day and night, and that would be perfect because you're not relying on the sun. Tom, you want to take the next one? Back to you.
All right, Mike. Well, as I'm actually negotiating the page here too, kind of cool what they had. This was probably something they did as a DIY home project. Looks like a little bit of a fan, the fan unit off of like a squirrel cage thing, with a spout hitting that just to let the water turn the wheel. Very primitive water wheel. And I imagine they had a generator. An alternator would probably work, but an alternator actually does have to have a little bit of a battery to get it started there. And with that said, they were saying no batteries allowed. So anyway, probably a good generator there. Very, very cool. And like I said, with hydro power, if you're out camping and there's a stream, you can actually just divert the stream into this or put this into the stream and make sure the wires aren't in the water. That would be bad. And basically power your ham set. You're actually not hurting the environment. You're just borrowing a little of the mechanical energy from that stream and putting the water right back into it. So very, very cool. And I think the best design I think they were giving is to Adrian Doan. That's Y-O-8-A-Z-Q, their team. But basically, and that's the one we were talking about with the illustrations. So these different teams made different things. So pretty cool. You know, you could always scrounge up something, from the old part shack or junkyard, if that is what it takes, and come out with something there. Anyway, Mike, it was all powered by the natural energy of a nearby stream. And they have a picture of that up here in use. Go ahead, Mike, from KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
I'm looking here at figure two, and that turbine, that impeller, that pellen, whatever you want to call it, looks strangely familiar. Looks like it might have been a flywheel out of an old Briggs & Stratton or something. I think I remember that from my small engine repair class at Fullerton College, but I don't know. Looks awful familiar. One of these days, I'll figure out what it is by the end of this, I hope. Anyway, well, that kind of took care of that, and it was quite a sight, I guess, to see all the ham radio gear operating from natural energy from a nearby stream. That's kind of very cool. I've never done any kind of water power or anything like that, but looking at some of this stuff, it looks very interesting. Well, then the other contest produced remarkable results and had a pretty good youth participation was the solar power project. Very popular right now. Solar power is growing by leaps and bounds. And it looks like the system they used, I have a similar foldable film type solar panel that I use with my little KX3 and a battery, and nothing quite as fancy as the charge controller they've got there. But they tell a little bit about it, and it looks like each team had to build a personal solar power plant. Had to be small enough to be carried by one person, along with their radio gear, and simple enough to be quickly and easily deployed to operate their radio for emergency communications both day and night. So they must have had some sort of a battery to carry them through the night, and pretty good storage depending on what kind of power they were using. Those who participated were given the basic components and then challenged to work in competing teams to plan, design, test, and demonstrate their systems. There's figure 5, and it kind of shows the solar panel into the charge controller and power system. I guess it's got a battery in there and quite a few, the charge controller, and select different voltages. Let me see. I guess that best captures the creative design. So the picture is probably one of the better ones that they had. I think they had like different things. They put them together differently. I'm not sure if they had all the same thing. Let me reset here for a second. Got the repeater ID, and I might as well ID too. This is WB6CLZ with KF6Q and Tech Tuesday. Okay, so the system shown that they have there includes the flexible solar panel. We talked a little bit about that. And it was designed to be fully contained and carried in a single pistol carrying case. So that's about the size of the case, if you need an idea of the size. This design uses components that are lightweight, strong, and including high-impact plastic and aerospace-grade aluminum. Okay. Well, the solar power uses copper, indium, gallium, selenide. CIGS. I've never heard of that, so I can't even comment on that one. It must be something that is new. And it provides high power output from a panel which is both weather resistant and can be folded and stored easily within the same case. Okay, well that's about a, looks like about a 30 watt panel, something like that by the size. Tom, you want to go ahead and take another paragraph?
Mike, also just want to comment on that too. If you're interested in picking up a solar panel, a lot of stuff available online, of course, through the internet, through either Amazon or eBay or many other sources out there. Of course, Harbor Freight has some gear. They have some larger gear that sets up a little more pricey, and some smaller stuff. It's all good stuff. And what the main thing is, of course, as you get these smaller systems and other parts integrated, such as the charge controller or stuff like that, you know, of course they add to the price, but a lot of these things are ballpark between $100 to $150, some way less than that, all the way down to below $50. So got to shop around, see what you're going to need, and a good way to find out what you are going to need, if you're just using a handheld, of course, your requirements can be very, very small. If you actually want to use something like a mobile radio and convert that to use or have that as an option, that's actually very easy to do, but it's going to take a little bit more power. And keep in mind that all these radios have power settings. So if you're not running high power, if you don't need to run high power, your requirements from the solar panel will also be a lot less. But Mike, I just want to go ahead and add all that information in there. Like I said, there's a lot of good stuff out there. The huge solar panels are very cheap by the watt. Unfortunately, that's just it. They are huge. They're about almost 3 feet by 6 feet. If you have the capabilities to move that around, that's tough to get in a backpack, though. Anyway, but Mike, go ahead and take the next paragraph after that. Like I said, this is all good stuff. And I'm trying to move this little thing around here on this page, and it's not cooperating. But anyway, Mike, go ahead from KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
Yeah, the panel that I got, it's a 30-watt panel, and it ran about 300, but that was a year or so ago, and I run a 7-amp-hour battery on that, and it will keep a 10-watt radio going most of the time. I mean, well into the night after the sun goes out. So, and that's a basic idea. But I know there you can get them a lot cheaper now and a little bit more power. Well, I guess to operate this, the user simply opens the case, removes the accessory box, removes and attaches the solar panel, and then selects the proper voltage, which would probably be 12 volts for us, attaches a connector for the radio equipment, and I guess the unique design is the accessory box not only covers the foldable solar array, but it also includes all instructions, specifications, and accessories for the system. So it's, it does everything that they need to do. You just have to plug in your equipment and you're ready to go. And it's kind of laminated on the top of the box on that little crystal case. Well, let's see. So I guess it will deploy and store very quickly with little or no training. That's the nice thing about emergency communication stuff. That's really what you want. Get it up, get it running, and get operating. I guess since the system was required to power the ham radio at night, the team built in a recharge. Oh, they built in a rechargeable battery reserve, so this system doesn't have it. They had to build one into it. Whenever the solar array was deployed, it charged the battery and allowed the system to power the equipment at night or during cloudy periods. That's when you're using solar. That's another thing you have to worry about. Like down here in the lowlands, we have the this time of the year, we have some low clouds that come in, and solar doesn't do much. It works, but not very much. I guess back to you, Tom. See how you're navigating it now.
And thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. I have made it to the next page, which is locked up. Oh, I love this. No, I don't. Sorry. It's all good. It's just I've got a lot of stuff running in the background right now, so that's why I'm having some. Oh, there we go. All right, here we go. It's moving around. There, I think we've got it. Well, one thing that, like I said, for a battery, if you want to have a little battery backup, really cool little sealed cells, readily available. Check that also on the internet. There's a lot of companies out there, and looking from, say, starting around 7 amp hours up to maybe 20 or 30 amp hours, and the prices will range all over the board, but a lot of them are within the range of, say, $20 or less. For the smaller ones, up to maybe $35 for some of the larger ones. When I say larger, it's still about the size of a quad or motorcycle battery. All good. A lot of other newer technologies out there, but this is pretty much readily available out there. There are actually backup batteries for a lot of UPS systems. With that said, perfect for size. A little on the heavy side, but not too heavy. And probably right there in the middle, so pretty neat. And I say, Mike, they have with water power and solar power, I guess they just decided they didn't need to have wind power because the wind maybe doesn't blow a lot where they're at. Anyway, I'm going to hand it back to you, and we can wrap that up and then ask for questions. Back to you, Mike, from KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
A little bit more about the power system. It says virtually any device can be powered by the system. Well, I know they're talking about lower voltage DC button stuff, but the user can select up to 5 different output voltages, and the removable accessory box includes a connector for attaching any USB or other device that has an external power jack. I guess that as the contest continued, this flexible design allowed this personal solar power plant to become the camp charging station for the GPS systems, the telephones, the cameras, all the stuff that we just can't live without. So it was getting used quite a bit. Very cool. I guess that the radio, I guess this boy had asked a simple question, and it changed the whole outcome of their little contest and their little green power thing here. So very cool. Got them, like we say, it's always great when you can spark interest by using amateur radio or spark interest in amateur radio and tie it in with other things. Well, that kind of does it, Tom. Sounds like a pretty interesting
interesting little project, and something I definitely would have gotten into when I was a youth years ago. You know, I used to go buy single solar cells at Radio Shack or whoever, Lafayette, one of those, and my dream was to put together a bunch of them and have something that was actually power something. And son of a gun, now they're powering houses. Very cool. Back to you, Tom. KS6Q, WV6CLZ. This is Tech Tuesday.
Well, good deal there, Mike. Yeah, and I think I still have one of those kicking around in one of my little parts drawers here somewhere, a little tiny Radio Shack thing. We like to buy them. We look at them. I don't think they ever get put in a project. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot to do here. And, of course, if you're a field day enthusiast, always cool to have stuff like this on field day, portable antennas, portable power, stuff like that. Probably not going to always find water. Solar is usually there, though. And, of course, also, if you're out and about, if you're an off-roader in a Jeep club or just like you out hiking, also a very cool thing to set up, say, for the key point of the day, you know, getting to the top of that trail or mountain and setting up a little ham station, seeing what you can contact. Amazingly enough, I know a few people that have gone to the top of San G. Incredible what you're going to reach up there with 5 watts. Clear line of sight, nothing in your way. And it is simply amazing. But even at the top, Sugarloaf, very good hiking trail up there, is it to the very top. A lot of areas like that. Or even some of the other areas up here in Big Bear, or even if you're out in the desert camping, a lot of good stuff out there. Get up on top of a hill, set something up. Like I say, Dennis Bryan, one of our club members, is currently working on portable antennas. Hope to have some really good information you can share with us upcoming on a Tech Tuesday. So anyway, very cool stuff here, good article. A lot of neat stuff here, especially when they get kids interested in this. So any questions or comments with the solar power or green-powered ham stations, please come back to KO6Q Tech Tuesday in the group. Ah, well, Mike, I think we either got them baffled or we put them to sleep, one of the two. Very cool, like I said, with the solar power units and stuff like that. Very cool if you get something that's completely set up and integrated, portable. You're going to pay more money, or if you're a little more creative, you can actually get some of the parts together. And like I said, if you're going to be out hiking around, you have actually a stream, you know, you're going to be by. That would be very cool. Miniature water wheel. Or if you're very good with animals, train the local chipmunks. They actually do very well in that cage. Make sure you let them loose and feed them before you do. Mike, back to you. KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
I'm always an animal lover. Anyway, very cool article. I always like things like you, Tom, where they're getting kids involved. I know I would have really gotten into that when I was a little bit younger. Well, I guess we put them to sleep or something, so I guess maybe you should ask if there's any more questions or comments before we close the net down. Tom, maybe somebody has thought of something in the last minute or two. Back to you, Tom.
Mike, yeah, we'll ask, you know, we'll give another call here for any comments or questions. Please come back to KO6Q. All right, hearing none, glad everybody could join us this evening. Very cool stuff. You know, and actually, like I said, with the solar stuff, prices have really come down. Mike, I know the prices you were quoting are way back, and not that long ago, but you can really find a lot of stuff out there. I think even Harbor Freight, they have dropped a lot of the prices they have or done stuff like that. One of our listeners out there, AE6CK Victor, brought one of the assemblies to a field day a few years ago. Very cool setup over there. No, not a field day. That was at our picnic. Very cool set it up. Three panels and a good little setup there, and throw up a wire, and by gosh, you'll be talking to the other side of the world, and that is no joke. So, a lot of good stuff. Any more questions anybody thinks about or would like to comment on, send me an email at KF6Q. That's KF6Q at ARRL, the old good old American Radio Relay League. KF6Q at ARRL.org, and that'll get to me, and I'll give you some more good information there. So, anyway, Mike, good to have you out there. Always great. And we'll get ready to close the net. QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net. We'll be closing the net this evening at 1900 hours and 44 minutes. That's 744, regular public time. Anyway, PM, that is. Anyway, glad to have everybody out there who has checked in as a guest. Hope you will join us again. We always try to keep some good information coming out there each week, right here on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, right here on the K6BB repeater. If you think of something you'd like to talk about, send me an email, too, also at kf6q at arrl.net, net, not org. Okay, I did say org the other time. It's arrl.net. Sorry, please change that. And we'll dig up all the information on it. So glad to have everybody there, and hopefully we'll see you again next Tuesday. Or if we don't see you, we'll hear you. All right. So KF6Q and the Tech Tuesday Net will be returning the repeater back to normal use. Thanks again for joining us this evening.